Podcast.
Still no jingle.
This is the second time we've tried to record the podcast.
Well, we should probably try and write a jingle on air, and then we can just use it.
We did it just now, and then we did a jingle, but we took it a bit seriously, and then it sounded silly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd rewritten New Art for People to be about chat.
Yeah.
It was rubbish.
No, but everyone is going to want to hear that now. They're going to be like, I'll pay $1.50.
Yeah, but what they'll... Yeah, you can pay $1.50 and request the chat-based New Art for People song. That's the only way you're going to hear it, because I've deleted it.
Yeah. We are here with Lily Ray.
Stop doing that with the guests.
What?
You're supposed to say... You did this last time. You're supposed to say the things that they've done, you know, and build them up a bit, and then go the name, so that people go, oh, who is it? Oh, wow, them.
I don't mind. It's okay. Fine.
Describe what she's done.
Lily has done a band.
It's not really a band, more
it's
a solo.
No, it's more of a solo endeavour.
I've seen you in bands.
I've done loads of bands.
Yeah.
But they suck. So do it on your own and you don't have to fire anyone.
This is true.
Mm.
Did you fire your dad?
I fired my dad and my boyfriend and my boyfriend's friend and my boyfriend's English teacher.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah. I'm ruthless.
Better than firing your own English teacher.
Definitely. Definitely.
Your boyfriend's English teacher can't actually penalise your English grade.
Exactly. What's he going to do? Bitch.
I liked it when your dad was in your band.
I liked it too. My dad's got his own projects though these days. You've got to let him do his thing.
He does that thing with poetry, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He's a bit gay.
Describe it for the people at home. Stop being monosyllabic.
I'm sorry. I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Okay. My dad does poetry. He takes poems that have already been written by poets and he makes them into songs with music and that.
Right.
And he's going to Dubai to do his poetry music.
It's sort of the opposite of when Ralph McTell got that classical piece and then changed it into a song about his wife.
Probably. Yeah, a bit like...
We should do a tour with Ralph McTell and your dad.
Yeah.
Where Ralph McTell takes classical songs with new lyrics and your dad takes classical lyrics with new songs.
Totally. Yeah, he'd like that.
Because I've seen Ralph McTell and to be honest, the support was not too much.
No, well, my dad's got a lot of poetry cronies now, you know, he's moving up in the poetry world, he's hanging out with Carol Ann Duffy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Yeah, never mind.
Maybe you'll get to hang out with proper poets.
Yeah, I'd hope so. They're all dead though.
Yeah, all the good poets are dead. Yeah. Apart from... Craig Rain, is he dead?
I don't know who he is.
Quite good. He wrote that poem called
Tom Paulin. He did a good book of poems, didn't he?
It's a modern classic. You don't know Craig Arsehole by Craig Rain. It's a modern classic. Something like A Gathered Islet, Shire Than a Shrinking Violet. It's a beautiful poem about an arsehole by Craig Rain. It's good. You should look it up.
I don't know that the Crystal Palace Women's Poetry Society is going to take that so kindly. You know,
well, they need to be challenged.
Yeah, they do.
You can't just give them Wordsworth. You need to push their boundaries.
Yeah.
So pass that on.
Yeah. Got to give them Virginia Woolf as well, and then they're just
don't give them Virginia Woolf. Yeah. If they go, do they do that? Do they go play some Virginia?
Play the hits.
Do play some Yeats.
Coots.
Yeah.
Enough about him, though. This is about me. Okay, I'm much more interesting.
I want to say that, surely.
Sorry?
I might want to prefer to. No, okay. We'll talk about you.
Yeah.
And you're brilliant.
Yeah. Life. I've got an album. It's really good.
Mm.
It's the best album you've ever heard. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Is it out?
Not yet.
Is it out?
It's out when I get some album artwork.
Do this at the end.
Yeah, probably should.
That's just an excuse.
I know.
Oh, I'm waiting for the artwork. Just draw something.
Oh, Carl, it's got to be good.
When you were young and you know, freer and more go-gettery, you just used a cat.
I know.
So I need some artwork. I've got a picture of a cat.
Yeah, I could just do that again.
We've got that single.
Everyone likes cats.
Mm.
Mm. Have you only got one copy of that single?
I don't like cats.
Well, it's just a shame.
Mm.
But do you like...
I don't really like animals at all.
Mm.
Do you like bad film, open bracket, straight to VHS, close bracket?
Yes.
By Lily Ray.
I do.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. Not
as good as the new stuff.
Can you still get it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, just...
Buy one of those.
Yeah.
The World.
Yeah. I've got them in my cupboard.
Have you?
Only on vinyl.
I've got a box under my bed as well.
Mm. A box of those?
Yeah.
Records. Well, buy them from us then. Cut out the...
Yeah.
Cut out the middleman.
Yeah. The
woman.
Yeah. Cut her out.
Man.
Cut out the woman.
Cut her out.
Feminism then.
What's that about?
Quite. That's that covered. Hello, Julia. Have you got any segments for us this week?
Segments?
Well, last week we had all segments.
Yes, I was going to try and find you another text message, and I've still got the book of poems. I'm not sure the book of poetry thing
Because last week we did two segments that Julia came up with, And one of them was where Julia reads out poems from when she was 14. And the other one is when Julia reads out text messages from her family.
Oh, wow. That's a great idea.
I thought they went well. I thought especially this text message segment was a good segment. Yeah.
I could always go onto Facebook and find that post about the Belo Monte Dam and read out the stuff from there. But yeah, it's just going to devolve into mindless shouting, I guess, isn't it?
You don't want to do mindless shouting.
No.
You want to do really reasoned, intelligent
really
shouting.
Really reasoned. No, I think you'd find, actually. If you read some of Noam Chomsky's work, that, you know.
What accent's that?
It's, Hull.
I like it. It's good. Yeah. You should adopt that permanently.
Thanks, man.
I thought that I personally have read some of Noam Chomsky's work. And I didn't like it.
No, well, with this fracking thing.
Ooh.
What is fracking?
It is when you get water and 13 other chemicals, I think it is, and you pump them really hard into the ground so that it fractures, hence fracking, the rocks that have natural gas in them, and the natural gas is then extractable and can be used to power your house.
That sounds fucking cool.
I know, it's awesome, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm still looking for a suitable text message, I have to say.
Not got one?
Well, I'm looking through my brother's ones at the moment.
Is he not going to listen to this?
No.
No.
Well, we hope not.
Yeah.
I don't. Most of my family don't really know anything about this stuff. Oh. I think they were a bit upset. I think my mum was a bit upset when I stopped being in the band with all the dresses, because she made all the dresses.
Oh.
So she was sort of keen on the dresses, you know.
Yeah.
But after that, they don't really know. No, they don't really know anything. I'll tell them about it from time to time, and then they just change the subject when they talk about it. Not because they don't... Like, they're not... Well, yeah, because they're not interested.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
They're not interested.
Why should they be? You're only doing boring things.
Well, it's not
things.
Fair enough, really. It's kind of mean.
Absolutely not. I'm being sarcastic.
Yes.
But, your life's really boring. Do something interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus.
Why are you going to America? And you're like, I'm going on tour. Really? So that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Some people there want to see me.
Who would want to look at your hideous face? Yeah. Why would you do that? You're a bit fat for that, surely.
God. When are you going to just settle down and start working in a recruitment agency or something?
Yeah, that sort of thing. What all these degrees, they say. All these degrees you have.
Mm.
Why, you should be a teacher.
Stop making do with, admittedly, quite narrow, but international fame. You found one?
No, I
this
haven't.
Segment
I'm gonna,
is not going as
it's
well
not,
as I'd
it's
hoped.
It's not done so well, no. I found one where he's cooking with his Jesus army friends.
Oh, God.
Your brother?
Oh, yeah, here we go. This is a nice one about... This is a good example of how little they care about what we do. Your music is excellent. Well done. The Waco thing.
The Waco thing.
Yeah, no. He's obviously just looked at the cover.
Yeah.
Like, and gone, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll text that.
Maybe he should Waco and smell the hummus.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Oh, yes. Good, because there is hummus in the room.
There is. I can't smell it. No, I can't smell it.
I don't know where I put it.
It's over there. Oh. Transplanter's garden it.
I like to get hummus in. It makes me feel more middle class when we're doing the podcast.
Yes.
I think spoken word radio is really a middle class art form in this country.
Yeah.
Less so in America, where you can get your right-wing radio. But without a proper right-wing radio network in this country, I think it's dominated by a certain tone of voice, and I think hummus allows me to reach it.
I think you're right.
Have you had any hummus?
No.
You should have some. You sound a bit common.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. I'll eat some
later.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to leave this segment for a little while until
I want
find something else.
I want Jason Statham to read the shipping forecast.
Do you?
Yeah, I really would like that a lot.
Have you written to him to ask?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
Jason, if you're listening, would you please read the shipping forecast and send it to me?
No. We probably won't say.
Dogger, Fisher, Irish Sea.
Good.
Thanks.
I like that. Yeah, we should do that.
Good.
So, right, Peter Morrell. We had other guests who listened to the podcast, and apparently we were mean about Peter Morrell for like the whole of the first podcast.
Should be a dick then.
But the thing is, he's not a dick, right? Spitfire.
Okay.
But the thing about Peter Morrell is I was sort of feeling a little bit guilty, but then we're going to play the song that he requested.
Oh.
Which is really, I think, one of the worst songs from our back catalogue.
Okay.
It's embarrassing for me to have to play it because I've not listened to it since we released. This is one of the B-sides to America. So it's like, you know, 2008. But this song actually predates the Indelicates because it was like we didn't have enough. We needed to find B-sides if we hadn't written enough. So
okay.
This is a song that was originally not even written for the band. So it's by me from before the Indelicates. I agree with none of the sentiments within it.
Okay.
Marinette. I think it's badly written, and on the original recording, very badly performed. So,
cool.
So you won't enjoy this, and if you do, you're stupid and wrong.
Cool. Shall I put the kettle on?
Yeah, you can do that.
I'll put the kettle on. Maybe I shouldn't have called Peter Miles a dick.
Yeah, take it back.
I take it back.
She doesn't mean it.
She only says it because actually she loves you.
I want you.
She wants you. So this is called No Religion. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm trying to work out what it is about. I'm looking at the lyrics that I've written out. I think I'm trying to get across the idea. Because I had this, I remember having this thing when I was like 23 and like cared about stuff. I remember having this thing about how what was in now, whereas before you kind of defined everything in relation to a sort of perfect platonic good in the name of God. After the Holocaust, you know, that you had to define everything in. You still had to use an extreme to define moral relativity, but you had to do it all in relevance to Hitler.
Yeah.
And I thought that'll make a good song because I was a stupid. 33-year-old man, and now I'm not. I'm 10 years older than that. I can't believe I've got to sing it because of Peter Morrells.
I don't think it was Peter Morrells.
It is Peter Morrells.
Is it?
Yeah. Because I remember, so we were like, remember I said Peter Morrells is not allowed.
It is Peter Morrells.
Because I said he's not allowed to have the one he was going to ask for.
That's right.
And then he said this just to piss me off. So you've succeeded, Peter, and this is for you.
Rubbish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I listened to that this morning to try and work out how to play it and how it was, and I was genuinely appalled.
Just, it was like, oh, this is
why
terrible.
Do people let me release that?
It was, also, like, it was a B-side, to be fair.
Well, I remember at the time, because when my first album came out, a lot of people would say that I was just ripping off Luke Haynes. And I would say, oh, that's not true. Just listen to that one. Totally, it's the most blatant rip off Luke Haynes. But then, I always think the thing about that that was funny is because people would say that. And that's not really true anymore because I'm clearly ripping off other people that they've not heard of now. Mm. But when I was just ripping off Luke Haynes, especially on that B-side, I think the album isn't really, but that B-side, well, it's just ripping off Luke Haynes. Mm. But the guy who recorded, when we recorded the first record, Brian, he like wouldn't listen to Luke Haynes because he thought he was just ripping off Lawrence from Denim. So I always thought, well, you know, there's always someone you're stealing from. But on that one, it was a bit naked, the theft. So sorry about that, Luke Haynes, and sorry about everyone else who's not Peter Murrells for that. You can blame Peter Murrells. And if you would like us to play better songs, you can go to indelicates.com/jukebox.
You can.
And
you can pay £1.50 and you can queue up any song.
Any song, however bad.
However bad, or, you know, any song from the new album. I would recommend it from the new album.
Yeah, those are the best ones. You see, this is what you've misunderstood as an audience, is that you've been, you know, you sort of listen, you've got it all back. And this is true with all kinds of things. Like, well, yeah, those on the first album, those were the good old days, those are the best ones. They're not the best ones, they're the worst ones. Since then, I've got like 8 years better, or however many, 2000, yeah, like 8 years better than the songs we wrote.
Pretty much,
first.
Yeah.
So every year, I've been getting slightly better at writing songs, and really, what you want to listen to is the most recent one. And you know, I know a lot of people will say, you know, oh, people lose it and they go off the ball. It's not true. The new ones are better, and you're stupid for thinking otherwise.
I think quite a lot of people like the second album.
Are your Bottle Rocket songs better than all your current ones that you're trying to
sing? One of them's better than any other song that's ever been written.
Which is that?
What's She Got. That's right. The best one. But unfortunately, my band is no longer functioning, and I've forgotten how to play it.
So that's how I know you, because when you were like 3 or whatever, you were in a band called Bottle Rocket.
Exactly.
And when she was 16, not 3.
We had to...
I said or whatever, I think that includes it.
In order to pick the name, we put loads of different nouns into a hat and then pulled out 2.
Really?
That's a true story, and we landed with Bottle Rocket.
That's fantastic. What other options could it have been?
Weasel Float.
Amazing.
What else was there? I think... Oh, Lord. I wish I could remember. I can't remember. Yeah. But Weasel Float was one that really stuck in my mind.
No, I like
you know?
That. That's good. I mean, can someone else have that, or are you planning to use it?
Oh, no. That's going to be, you know, I'm going to keep that. Weasel Float is trademarked.
One day Weasel Float will be coming out.
Exactly. But, yeah, Bottle Rocket. Yeah. Those were the days.
Well, because Bottle Rocket supported us at Nambuka.
Yeah.
In, like, God knows what year it would have been.
2000 and...
One of those.
Ages ago.
And you were, like, as I say, 3, around 3.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, you were really good because you were really horrible about everyone else on the bill from the stage. And I thought that was amazing.
I was embarrassed about that.
Shouldn't have been, it was amazing. It's the only reason we're friends.
Because I was horrible about other people.
Because I was so impressed with how utterly vile you were.
Awesome.
And I can't remember, it was something, so I think it's because it was Nambuka, so there's that separate room for the gigs. And like people had to come in from the bar. And like, I think you went on after someone and you went, oh, there's like, I see there's quite a few people in here now. More than for that last band. I wonder why that is.
What a dickhead.
You're so not allowed to say
horrible.
That.
No, amazing. I'm absolutely horrible. There's someone out there whose life I've destroyed with that.
They probably gave up. They probably work in a bank now.
So they fucking should.
Well,
that's, you know.
See, still there. The fury.
The fury is still there.
Do you think
I slapped my guitarist in the face and said, this is a song from when we all used to like each other and now we don't, we hate each other. And yeah, I think it's best that I've moved on to slightly calmer projects.
Maybe. It was really good though.
I was in danger of being a very young rock and roll death. Probably by murder. Death by murder.
Death by murder. You wouldn't have been one of these burnouts.
Someone would have
pissed someone off so much that they killed you.
I'd have been grounded until I died.
Yeah.
I think.
Good.
So yeah, but no, then I had my first solo album, which is a little bit rubbish. And now I've got this one, which is cool.
It's really good.
It's like, you know Amanda Palmer? It's better than her album.
I do sort of know her.
Yeah, it's better than that.
Is it?
Yeah. It's been proven.
Why did you think of that one to be the platonic ideal of an album for yours to be better?
Because she spent ages harping on about how it was a labour of love and how all her friends helped her make it and how it was, you know, she was so hard up. And like,
and now yours is better.
Yeah, now mine's better. Well, and I literally paid Lawrence like 20 quid to record it and, you know.
It's a lot of money. You should have...
I know.
Should have argued him down a bit.
I should have done. But, you know, yeah, we went to a burrito place after we finished and it was great, so... Yeah.
Fair enough.
And it's much better than Amanda Palmer's album.
Because a lot of people who listen to this will be big fans of Amanda Palmer.
Yeah, but they should be, because I'm better than...
Oh, so what you're saying isn't that, you know, there's anything wrong with her album.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm sure her album is perfectly adequate.
Do you put yourself in the same bracket as her? I mean, I'm just trying to establish where the comparison is coming from. Because you're both low-voiced women.
Yes, that's true. Well, I feel like the difference between people who listen to my album...
Where would you say your album is in relation to, say, Elkie Brooks's album?
I don't know who Elkie Brooks is.
No, she's a very good singer, Elkie Brooks. No more the fool.
I don't know who
waiting
is.
Waiting around.
If she's good, then, you know, fair play to her.
But I'm just trying to decide, you know, I want to build, Lily.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Is a league table of low-voiced women and their albums...
Right, well...
You haven't yet mentioned Lana Del Rey.
Oh, yeah.
Well, obviously it's better than Lana Del Rey's album. Yeah. If you don't agree with that, you are stupid and you shouldn't be listening.
I quite like Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, you see?
Yeah. See, that sounded quite... That joke sounded... You shouldn't.
I know.
No, you don't.
I do a little
you
bit.
You don't.
A little bit.
You don't.
I do.
She's
a
got a song,
bit.
Right?
Yeah.
Called Summertime Sadness.
Yeah, I know.
That's how IKEA name their things.
Yeah.
They go, oh, yes, well, this canapé... It sort of evokes sadness and summertime. We'll call it Summertime Sadness, 1799.
The thing is, though,
that
right,
is what she is.
You know when you're a 15-year-old teenage girl,
yes,
and you read Lolita for the first time and you feel like a grown-up because you suddenly think, wow, I'm empathising with a paedophile, but I'm like the target audience. Or like I am the victim in this situation, but
sure.
I understand Humbert, so I'm like different.
Sure.
That happened to Lana Del Rey and then she wrote about it.
No, it didn't. That happened to some record executives who decided to reshape a moron into someone who'd appeal to stupid men.
And
stupid girls.
Allowed you know. It to happen.
Yeah,
because
no, she's...
She is essentially a bored model.
Yeah,
and she sounds and sings like a bored model.
I kind of respect that, though. I respect
it's
how
not
much she sucks.
This is, you see, this is the problem.
Well, anyway, I think your album's better than hers, even if you.
I think so too.
Hers.
I think the main difference is that going back to Amanda Palmer, I think that people who listen to Amanda Palmer are only.
Again, mainly the audience of this podcast.
Yes,
you're talking about
I think. Well, the difference between
are
my
you
album.
Are you trying to start beef with Amanda Palmer to boost your
little
record
bit,
sales?
Little bit.
I don't think it's going to work.
Do you not?
I think you'll just get a hate campaign on Tumblr.
That's fine. I've always wanted
one of those. You've
always
had enough of those already. You accidentally wrote a feminist blog, didn't you?
Accidentally, and then I had to delete it. But
really?
I had to delete that one article where I pissed off that guy who was a feminist ally.
Oh,
yes.
Do you have to delete things for feminist allies now?
Well, I got tweeted a lot, and I couldn't tell everyone to shut up, so I had to say sorry.
Oh.
Which is really lame.
Oh.
I know. But going back to my album, which is better than Amanda Palmer's album. Yeah, Amanda.
I'm feeling sorry for her.
Are you?
Piling on.
Well, as I keep trying to tell you, Simon, the difference between my album and Amanda Palmer's album is that people who listen to Amanda Palmer only say they'll kill themselves. And the people who listen to my album actually do.
So it's like Gloomy Sunday.
It is. It's a lot like Gloomy Sunday, but really
Gloomy
upbeat
Sunday.
With, like,
it's an upbeat,
you know,
Gloomy Sunday, but they're subliminal. Shit.
Exactly. Like, what's the little instrument with the stick and you go along it? The little,
drums?
No. No, the little... You've got a little stick.
Stylophone.
Yeah. Like Gloomy Sunday, but with a stylophone.
I think you're boring, Julia.
I know you're not. I'm just trying to look for a funny text message and I think I found one.
She said nothing for ages.
Well, she didn't need to.
This is the segment where I find a relatively... This is a relatively funny one. It is not... It's by no
so this
means
is the, this
funniest.
Is a segment that didn't really work out before.
Yeah.
We're now trying it again.
Well, no, the poetry one didn't really work out before. The other segment...
No, but earlier in this
earlier
podcast
on in
you
this
were
podcast,
to, yeah.
It didn't really work. So I've got this one from my mum, which says, "The bin men are going on strike sexy week." Strike sexy week.
Sexy week.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Not fantastic, is it? There are amazing ones in this telephone.
I think if it had a jingle.
If only it had a jingle.
Yeah.
Texts from your mum. Here they come.
Yeah.
Sit down on your bum and listen to text from Julia's mum.
Great. Yeah, that was all right, I think.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Julia, you interview Lily a bit.
Oh, Lily.
Yeah.
Because I was trying it, but it got a bit antagonistic.
It did.
I'm sorry about that.
I got the fear of it, because I thought she was going to say something about Amanda Palmer that would alienate our audience.
I think I have.
No, I don't. I think I managed to sort of cap you off so that it sounded cool.
Yeah.
You like roller derby, don't you?
I do like roller derby.
Yeah, you've been doing that. I see you've got some bruises.
Got some bruises there. Yeah.
And you like the face paint aspect of it?
I think the face paint aspect of it is a little bit silly. But I do like face paint.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Good exercise.
It's very good exercise, yeah.
You got some good skates?
Got some good skates. Go pretty fast.
Okay, so what is roller derby?
Basically,
I've no idea what it is. I don't know what Pilates is either.
I don't know. No one really knows what Pilates is. It's a more scientific sounding yoga. That's what Pilates is.
I thought it was Pilates for a while. I thought it was just, you know, like condemning Jesus.
Pilots of the Caribbean. Pilates. Yeah, anyway. Roller derby, it's basically an excuse for 10 women to beat shit out of each other on a track skating really fast. You have two people who score points and everyone else tries to beat them up. And they score points by skating past the people who are trying to beat them up.
Awesome.
And then the person with the most points at the end wins.
Going fast.
There's not a goal or anything.
You just have to rack up points. If you hit people, then that's good because you stop them from getting past you. And if they get past you, they get a point. But, yeah.
It's like Bundle.
Yeah, a cross between Bundle and rugby.
Right.
Bugby.
Runaway from the bully.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember that game.
Yeah.
You were good, or you weren't that good at it.
I was pretty good at it.
Covered in flour.
I did get covered in flour, but by the girl who'd only just figured out that I'd been fattening her up for 4 years.
Why don't you tell everyone about how you've made a girl fat at school?
Yeah, so I got bullied at school, obviously.
You look like the bully.
when I was...
You didn't need to really say that.
No, I didn't. I didn't have a lot of friends, and I'd not been born in England, and I'd had difficulties. And there was a girl, I won't mention her name because it's cruel, she's probably got like 4 children now and no husband or something.
Stacey.
Yes, let's call her Stacey. Yeah. And she used to bully lots of people, but she used to take my lunch at secondary school, which is a bit much at secondary school. You're like, really? Taking my lunch again? Okay. And so I started to, instead of getting the bus, I started to buy French fancies from the shop and walk to school and walk back. It was quite a long way. And so every time she stole from me, she'd steal this big box of French fancies. And I did this pretty much every day until I finished school. And, of course, she put on quite a lot of weight by the time she left. And I think...
And
I'm not
sure
she was...
It was your conscious plan, wasn't it? You did actually think, I know what I'll do.
Yeah.
I will make her fat by buying French fancies for her to steal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't... it wasn't that I couldn't beat her up. It was that I was a little bit unhinged and I was worried that I would kill her. as in, I would do her some serious damage and cause myself problems. Because of the slightly... mental streak in part of my family, so I didn't want to do that. So I thought, well, how can I deal with the situation? And that was how I dealt with the situation. And I still think she never really worked out what was happening. But when she threw flour over me the day that she got expelled, and Edwin, in fact, she, I think she'd figured it out. I think she'd figured out what I'd been doing.
Flour is a very poignant material.
Yeah.
To throw over someone who's made you fat by eating French fancies.
There's a beautiful poetic justice to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, don't fuck with Julia.
No, don't take her lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll kill you.
Oh, I won't. I will just find some other way.
I mean, eventually, you'll die of an obesity-related heart condition.
Yeah. I thought that was a pretty good way of getting back at someone.
Yeah, no, it's
We had a little ruckus in the girls' toilets once as well, where she'd sort of saw the
Sounds
look in
sexy.
My eye. No, it wasn't sexy. It was pretty scary. But after that, she didn't really bully me as much, but she did still take my lunch every day.
Hmm.
Okay.
Ever been bullied, Simon?
Not that you notice. Yeah. Probably. I don't know. It was fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't think it's... I didn't make anyone fat.
No.
In revenge for it, which I think is the only thing that would make it an interesting thing to talk about as an adult.
Hmm. Yes.
Why don't you play a song?
Okay. I'll play you a song. I'm alright. This is a song off my new album, which is really good. It's called Your Face.
It's called Better Than Amanda Palmer, the song.
It's called I've Peaked. Yes, it's from my album called Your Face, and this is a song called You Remind Me of Someone Else. I hope I remember all the words.
So do I.
North Harris. You never did take Emmy to Paris. We think you are cold and callous. Derogatory statement about your phallus. You remind me of a young James Franco. Because you always say please and thank you. I'd like to dance a sexy tango. I've never tried, I'm not sure I can though. You remind me of someone else. You remind me of someone. Andrew Lloyd Webber, a disappointed frog in a blender, or indeed his ugly sister. I do not think we're meant to be together. You remind me of Christian Bale. A grunting, hunting alpha male. I do not know what you are saying. You remind me of someone else. You remind me of someone else. You remind me of someone. Terry Nutkins, with all the joy and excitement of Butlins. Let us go and observe some ducklings. I sure do miss the sound of your chuckling. You remind me of Sean Bean. To circumstances unforeseen, but you can be so mean. I guess that's 'cause you're Sean Bean.
On that last note, that was right down there, wasn't it?
In it.
Yeah.
So that'll be on Corporate Records, won't it?
Yes, it will.
Excellent.
Good.
Y'all should buy it.
They should buy it.
But it's not on there yet.
No, it's not.
We will plug it in a...
That's mainly about someone's physical appearance.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
No, there are some...
Does he deserve it? I assume it's about someone real who you don't mind.
Oh, it's about several real people.
Someone
can't remind you of all those people, otherwise...
I don't know.
Who would they be?
Sean Bean, Andrew Webber.
Christian Bale?
Well, if one person can't embody all those characteristics.
I suppose you could, over a lifetime, you could start off as a as a young Sean Bean and end up as an Android Webber?
I guess so, yeah. But no,
quite mean about Andrew Lloyd Webber as well, because you like Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I do like Andrew Lloyd Webber, but it's really fun.
But I do not wish to speak with him.
it's fun thinking of things that rhyme.
Yeah.
So that's
it
my
doesn't.
Favorite
blender
thing
doesn't rhyme with
Webber. Well, what does?
Good question.
Yeah.
Is there a footballer called Kleber? I think.
Kleber.
Is there something that rhymes with Webber?
Well, if you can think of a word that rhymes with Webber, then
never.
Do email
no,
me.
No, that's not. No,
it's quite actually right. I'm not saying you have to change the song.
No.
I mean, yeah, half rhymes are fine for song.
Totally. And
but
it's
I think
true
if we were doing
well.
If we're doing strictly formal poetry, I think we'd need a better rhyme then. We need something that rhymes with Webber. Look it up on your phone, Julia.
All right.
All right. Look on the phone. See what rhymes with Webber. Rhyme
one,
zone Webber.
Rosa Kleber. Tech team.
Yeah. Well, it's Kleber, isn't it? It's German.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Webber. I mean, maybe where it comes from originally, but it's not his name now.
Maybe I just should take Andrew Lloyd Webber out.
No, don't. It's one. It's because I've seen it live, and it's a big laughter line.
I suppose.
No, the people laughing, they don't mind about formal rhyme schemes.
That is true.
They just like laughing.
Yeah. They like thinking, oh, Andrew Lloyd Webber, he's a guy I can poke for.
Well, what? Because what I like that it's a good one because Andrew Lloyd Webber. When you say
Bebber.
Andrew Lloyd Webber,
Bebber.
What's that mean?
Don't know.
You're just making noises.
No.
Well, look up Bebber.
This is Rhyme Zone.
Well, look it up.
I would not like to have your Bebber.
Look up what?
I would not like to have yours. Yeah. Oh God, I've lost my thread.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah.
Big laughs. Hey.
Yeah, but that's the thing because when you say Andrew Lloyd Webber in the song live, people are going, she's going to call him ugly. I just wonder how.
Yeah. That's, I know.
Yeah, and then you deliver, and then it's that's how humour works.
It's true. I've effectively created a perfect formula for humour using
the only thing,
half rhyme.
The only thing that you could change is have one so you remind me of someone whose name is Hunt.
Yes.
And then you'd be guaranteed a sort of oh. And then. Because you are a complete... And then say, bastard.
Yes.
They are deeply predictable and embarrassing, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah.
They are.
But that would work. That would work. Just tips, because you know...
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
I like to know what's up with the youth. And
You're home with the Downies.
I'm down... Very much so. That's a bit offensive, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've seen Corey Feldman's... video from the, I think it's the late 80s, but it might be into the 90s. His song,
What's
Up With Youth?
No, How About You?
Amazing.
Is it?
It's possibly the best single ever released.
Cool.
Because Corey Feldman, he's such a. I love Corey Feldman. I mean, Corey Feldman means a great deal to me. You won't know this because
I don't know who Corey Feldman is.
What?
He's in all of the teen films in
the. In the Goonies, man.
I've not seen the Goonies.
Oh, for God's sake.
To be fair, I hadn't seen the Goonies until a couple of years ago.
Oh, for. Jesus Christ.
Mm. He's like.
Marriage is off.
he's like an 80s kid who, like.
He's not like an 80s. He is the 80s kid.
He's in the Breakfast Club.
He's not in the Breakfast
Club. Oh, well, I don't care then.
No, he's too young to be in the Breakfast Club, to be fair. Mm. He could be in it now if he wanted. He's Corey Feldman. He's in The Goonies. He's in Friday the 13th, part 3 or 4. And he's in Stand By Me. He's in.
Oh!
And he's in The Lost Boys.
Oh!
He's the best kid.
Corey fucking Feldman, yeah?
Oh,
he's amazing.
Right.
But in The Goonies, he does
name.
This whole thing where, like, it's like they're picking up wishes and everyone's like, they're picking up people's money from the fountain and they're going like, oh, you can't pick that up. It's someone's wish. And he's like, yeah, but what the fuck happened to my wish? This is my wish and it didn't come true, so I'm taking it back. And he's all wounded and angry like a damaged puppy. It's
he
brilliant.
Sounds perfect.
He's fantastic. And then, as he sort of got older, having supposedly, according to him, like being repeatedly raped by everyone in Hollywood.
Oh, Lord.
Like, it's kind of like the story, whatever was happening to Corey Feldman and Corey Haim, the other Corey.
Mm.
But like, apparently it was this hideous campaign. He's dead now because of being miserable. Mm. And because Corey Feldman's given interviews where he said, yeah, I was like repeatedly abused by these people in Hollywood and I can't name them, but I will one day and all this stuff. And then he came out with this song called What Up With Youth, which is his... Because he's like friends with Michael Jackson and stuff, and like he's very much trying to be Michael Jackson. He's doing all like Michael Jackson-y dance moves, and singing this song, which doesn't really have a tune, but it's about, you know, what's up, you know, with the youth, man, and all the drugs and gangs. What are they doing that for? It's great.
Mm.
It's my jam right now.
Sounds good. Sounds
follow me on
This
Is My Jam, and you all get to hear it.
Cool.
Yeah. Are you on This Is My Jam?
Yeah, but I don't very often use it because I don't care what other people like.
No, they're often wrong.
Yeah.
What would be your jam this week if you had bothered to do a jam?
This week, my jam would be Put On Your Sunday Clothes from Hello Dolly.
Oh, that's a lovely answer. What's your jam?
I don't think it's got a name. It's got a beat.
Doesn't
mean most of the time when I put trance up on This Is My Jam, there's like maybe one or
that's
two
like,
people.
You're amazing. Yeah, I don't really listen to like shit with titles. Yeah,
I don't mean it like that. I just meant, you know, at the moment because I'm kind of busy, I'm listening to a lot of hard trance, and so that keeps me going. And you know, I like it. I like it. I like the way it makes me feel.
Well, there's a good question. What is the best song
ever
for you? No, so we can get to that.
Okay,
no, we'll do that next.
All right.
But what is the best song to listen to on headphones while shopping in Tesco's or the supermarket of your choice?
Ooh, what a deeply unusual question.
Well, you know, I try.
Yeah. I would say, I'm thinking about this too much.
No, think about it loads. I want to but describe your thought process
right,
as it's happening.
I'm thinking how I usually feel when I go into Tesco's, and usually I get angry because everything's overpriced and all the choices are rubbish.
Julia gets angry in the supermarket.
Yes. So quite often I'll go in there thinking, oh, it's all right, I'm going to ward off the anger of Tesco with something upbeat, and then within 3 minutes it just goes into Life is a Pigsty by Morrissey. And
right.
I trawl through the frozen meat aisle listening to Life is a Pigsty.
Right.
And then I go home without buying anything.
So Life is a Pigsty. That's
Life is
answer.
A Pigsty is
wow.
my Tesco soundtrack.
It's a very doubt answer because you're in your early 20s.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because my answer
is
Bouncing Back by Mystical featuring Farrell.
Oh, I see.
Because that, you know, it's difficult because I love Mystical, but he is a bit of a rapist. And he's I'm not just exaggerating. He went to prison for sexual battery, which is really bad because, you know, problematic or what. But Mystical, I love Mystical. I don't love him. I mean, if I met him, I'd be like,
phrase problematic.
Well, you know, if I met Mystical, I'd be like, I'm sorry, Mystical, I'm not willing to engage with you because you are problematic, in every sense of the word.
Yes.
And you know, stop raping. Really stop that. It's very, very bad. I mean, he did get to prison for it, but you know, that's. He's probably beyond the pale. It's probably unacceptable to like Mystical, but
probably
that is a great song for walking around Tesco.
He's a great performer as well. I mean, it's, you know, he's a great performer. He sounds like James Brown. I mean, like, there's no getting around it. He sounds like James Brown.
Was James Brown
a
rapist?
He was a wife beater.
Yeah, everyone. John Lennon.
Yeah.
Wife beater. They're all. I mean, everyone's terrible. That's the basic disappointing fact. Is everyone's just disgusting.
Morrissey isn't. Morrissey never hurt a fly. Morrissey just doesn't like people eating meat and stuff.
I don't mean he might have done. God knows what will come out.
Yeah, but, I suppose.
I mean, if Rolf Harris can be guilty, anyone can.
Yeah.
Apart from, I love
no
that.
No one's safe.
No one's safe.
No.
Well, not around Rolf Harris.
Do you have a favourite band of all time, as in the 20th century, obviously? There's
apart
nothing
from
in the 21st
apart
century.
Apart from the Thlids, no.
No.
There would have to be the Thlids.
Yeah,
I think my favourite band of all time is definitely never ever going to change, and it's always the Sex Pistols.
Mm.
It's weird that, because it's like, I don't think there's any band that have had more influence on me as a person than the Sex Pistols. I don't think there's, like, there's music that I like and there's bands that I like, but like, that's probably like, they're probably the only band that I will ever really, really, really love, I reckon.
I see.
What would you listen to in the supermarket?
I Want to Kill Everybody in the World by Skrillex, probably.
Yeah.
And some, you know, some more angry dance music.
Well, I think I tried to listen to Boring Bitches in the supermarket.
Mm.
The Etterbond, Raph Riley. It's amazing.
Okay.
It's like, B got me into that. It's like the best song I've ever heard. But that was a bit, it made me a bit too aggressive.
Mm.
Whereas Bouncing Back, despite the problematic, it's difficult because I don't want to just say, hey, I love Mystical. This is what I'd say. That's a great song. Don't give him any money, steal it. Just steal it on the internet, don't pay him, because paying him is probably immoral.
Mm.
But you know, you walk around the supermarket, you add a swing to the basket. In fact, the other day, right, I was listening to Bouncing Back in the supermarket, and I had to go past a sort of, I suppose, waist-high arrangement of supermarket goods, and I had my basket. And instead of sort of like going, of moving my whole body to the left and like just walking past it, I kind of, because I had Bouncing Back on, I swung my basket up in the air and sort of like threw it up a little bit and then caught it and then swung it back down on the other side. And I was like, yeah. You ain't seen Bouncing Back. Trust!
If you listen to like Exotica in the supermarket, it's like being at a supermarket in the 60s.
Yeah,
like you
that's
feel like
true.
A proper housewife. You're like, da, 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 da,
so
da, da,
the exotic da, da, moods of Les Baxter. You reckon that's the ideal
yeah.
supermarket
it's,
album?
Because it sounds
if you're doing
like
a shop for the
they
week,
they would play in a 60s supermarket.
Mm. So if you're just popping in for milk, and you know some, you're just popping in for milk, then
yeah.
Kill Everybody by Skrillex.
Yeah,
but if you're doing a shop for the week, the exotic moods of Les
you
Baxter.
You want to take your time and be a bit more choosy. No, I'm never ever taking my time in a supermarket, to be honest.
You'll probably come back with all papayas and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly, and pineapples. And little Hawaiian placemats and stuff.
That'd be fantastic. Well, that's why I recommend.
And no money.
try that out next time, yeah.
All right, I will
yeah,
do.
Because you're listening tomorrow, you're just going to come back sad.
Yeah.
And you'll buy, I don't know, you'll buy sad northern food. Yeah, you'll buy those little tea cakes with a marshmallow on the little soft biscuit.
You can't dunk those.
You can't, but you'll buy them knowing that and going, oh.
And instead of buying Marmite.
So the best I can have.
You'll buy beefy drink from Morrison's.
Oh no, my dad likes beefy drink.
There's nothing wrong with beefy drink.
Why is it called beefy drink?
Because that's exactly what it is.
It's
because if you want a drink and you want it to be beefy, what else would you buy?
Well, it's Bovril, obviously. It's Bovril. Yeah. But they can't call it that because that's
Bovril isn't the only beefy drink company.
Yeah.
There's also beefy drink.
Beefy, but Bovril is just when you get some meat and then just dissolve it and re-roast it for a month.
Yeah. I do have a peculiar respect for companies that name their products exactly what they are.
Yeah.
Like, there's the stuff you can get in 99p stores, which is fatty bird balls. Yeah, fatty bird balls. And yeah, they're like little bird feeders. With fat in them.
Yeah, no,
so
they are quite literal, those ones.
Fatty bird balls.
Yeah.
How many times have you bought those just because of the name?
Loads.
Quite a few.
Loads.
Look at these.
Fatty bird balls and beefy drink.
When I worked at the health food shop, Holland & Barrett, years ago, they used to have aphrodisiacs at the back of the store. Herbal aphrodisiacs that they sell. Like, it's like 90% of it is complete nonsense. But some children dying out.
So, do you think that will come up with them, like there are children screaming outside?
They're doing a little sacrifice. It is Lewis, after all.
That's in your problem attic.
Oh my god, yeah, that's brilliant! Start a Tumblr. Problematic.tumblr.com. Do that.
Okay.
Yeah. What was I saying?
Beefy drink.
Yeah, and there used to be something called horny goatweed.
Oh, I saw
and
a poster for horny goatweed.
Aphrodisiac. I'm doing my little inverted commas there. And you, on Saturdays, when you get all the rest of the general public in, you get fellas go to the back of the shop and go, oh, can you try this out with me, this horny goatweed?
Oh.
See if it works. Oh. And you'd be like, no.
No, and that's criminal harassment. Stop saying that.
I didn't used to say that. I just used to say no. The other girls were really bad at dealing with it. They were a bit...
They go, yeah.
Well, no, they just kind of go, oh, I feel really uncomfortable. And you're like, well, why don't you just tell them off then? Just tell them off, man. You know, a good lesson for women on the internet, I would say, tell them off and then move on.
And then get all your friends to talk to them on Twitter. Is that what you do?
No.
Just tell them off yourself.
Just tell them off yourself. Like, I mean, you know...
Don't do that.
If they're saying horrible stuff to you, then you should probably say horrible stuff back. But, you know, think about it and write something really clever and then move on, I think. There are ways around it. Definitely.
So you're going to do another one?
I'll do another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
What of it?
I don't know.
Cool.
I don't know what you're here for.
Fine.
Yeah, be all,
no
do
problem.
One do one that's all attractive sounding. So
attractive
so
sounding.
Yeah, go on. Do
it,
so
it like Lana Del Rey. You've got to sound bored.
No,
like
do it. Do it like your favourite artist, Lana Del Rey. Who you love.
I'm not really on heroin. I'm just communicating a style of depression and stuff.
I'm inflatable.
Hey, she's basically Peter Kay.
She is.
Yeah, do you remember video games? Do you remember them video games when you were young?
Lana
in your
Del
blue
Kay.
Jeans. Sad in the summertime. She's like a miserable Peter Kay. That is basically what she is. A miserable IKEA Peter Kay.
Also, I hate her partly. I love her, but I hate her for her fucking transparent shirt epidemic. Every shirt is transparent now, thanks to her and her stupid tits.
I'm not sure I've even seen a picture. I don't really know what she looks like.
She looks like a bored model.
She looks like Julia Roberts, drawn by a child.
Look at any bored brown-haired model. That's what
in a see-through shirt.
I guess so.
Yeah, kind of.
I guess so. Because
and now all the shirts are see-through. I don't know about the fashion. I don't know what's up with you.
You are the fashion.
Yeah.
But we should ask Corey Feldman.
What's the fashion?
Let's not ask Corey Feldman.
No.
If I can get Corey Feldman on this podcast, I would be so happy.
I would be so.
I wouldn't be able to talk to him. He'd just be sat there, and I'd be like, tell me how good it is being Corey Feldman.
Probably not great.
Probably not, because of all the, you know, the child problems. Abuse and misery. But, like,
problematic.
Imagine, oh, I wanted to be Corey Feldman when I was a kid.
Not anymore.
Well, sort of, I do. I mean, in a way, I'd take the years of drugs and child abuse and misery and neglect and failed musical projects just to have been Corey Feldman in 1985.
Hmm.
It's a difficult question. I will ask all guests of this podcast in future,
okay,
along with the supermarket thing, I shall say, would you accept years of neglect and abuse,
yeah,
misery, drug addiction, the death of your closest friend, would you accept all that in exchange for being Corey Feldman in 1985?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, but you weren't born in 1985.
No,
man.
I was a man.
I know, man.
You weren't born, man.
You weren't dead, man.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't think I would have watched the film in 1985. I would have been five.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Let's do this, yeah?
Do a song.
Okay, this is called It's Not Cute, It's Just Creepy. Was going to happen when you took me to your friend's exhibition in Clapham. I've not seen you since I was 10. What makes you think that we could be friends? So now I'm sitting here with an organic beer and the whole situation's gotten weird, and you're talking about the structure of your dissertation. Voice up of your generation. Oh, Ash, we've been sitting here for 2 hours. It's not cute, it's just creepy. Oh, please, can we go home? Oh, Ash, we've been sitting here for 2 hours. And it's not cute, it's just creepy. Oh, please, leave me alone. So I try to dissuade you by saying, really? This art is whack and lacking severely. But it's no good, cause you grin, and as you lean in, you say, I like a woman with an opinion. I have to go, I'm getting ill. I think up 100 excuses, but still you just don't get it. You put up a fight, you say, how about coffee tomorrow night? Oh, Ash, you've been sitting here for 2 hours. It's just creepy. Oh, please, can we go home? Oh, Ash, we've been sitting here for 2 hours. And it's not cute, it's just creepy. Oh, please, leave me alone. Clarinet solo. Finest writer of his generation.
Yeah.
The finest.
It's been said
young.
To me on several occasions.
Has it?
Yes. It's weird because the word, the finest. In fact, I briefly started a blog about where I was just going to find the words that annoyed me most and complain about it, and then I didn't do it because it was just negative complaining.
What are your top three most hated words?
Right, the finest, as in the finest, finest on anything. Because the thing is, finest, right? It sounds like you're saying it is good, but in order to appreciate how good it is, you really do have to be someone with my connoisseur's taste, which is in shocking ignorance of the fact the finest is the brand name for the slightly better shit at Tesco. Mm. It's really, you know, you've achieved nothing by saying fine, so that's a really bad one. Mm. Like, trope, it's just the worst word of all time. I think indelicates.com/trope is my rant on that. But, oh my God, trope. But the third one, I'm not sure. I don't like the great when referring to one's friends. Like, Stephen Fry does it all the time. It's like, oh yes, well, I was over there with, you know, the great Philip. Yes. Everyone they know is the great such and such. They're not great, they're just friends of yours.
So should we do another song?
Well, the thing is, we can do another song. Because we've got Lily here, so she can sing along with our daughters. We'll play
daughters. I think we will sing "Our Daughters Will Never Be Free."
Do you still believe in this?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, because now, when you wrote it, there wasn't the third wave.
Yeah.
And now there is one, and they don't agree with it.
Well, that's fine. They don't have to agree with it. I'm happy with people not agreeing with me. Yeah, however,
I've seen people on Tumblr retrospectively judging our daughters based on the academic fads of today.
People judge music a lot more than anything else. It's a bit strange. Just swallowed one of my fingernails.
Oh dear, that's disgusting. Why were you chewing your fingernails on the podcast?
I don't know why I even told you. I thought it'd be funny.
Oh my God.
Ew.
Are you all right?
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Sisterhood, man.
Yeah.
At least you didn't say toenails.
Mm, that's true.
Belly button fluff.
Oh. Oh God.
Can we not?
No class.
I could get worse and worse. This is what we want. We want to be made your manufacture for our decade. Sing wildly and clever and honest we are. We'll prove it with reference to our last seminar. We dance and we sing of a love we don't take.
She won't know that.
No.
You've done it before.
She has done it before, but it was quite a long time ago.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she goes, because I, and you go, why?
Okay.
Anyway.
Why?
That was not very good.
That was great.
Let's start from Timey, then.
No, let's just carry on with the song. Let's get to the end of it. Two, three, cause our
sport for his PT and swell. I hated it not to be fathers as well. Instead of our fathers or sisters can say, let's just be pretty, it's not fun that way. Let's just be pretty, let's just be beautiful, let's just be retro.
Yeah, because you're on that, aren't you, the original recording?
I am.
Yeah.
So is Danny, and so is Caroline.
That was the brilliant thing, because when we did things in Brian's studio, because he recorded Screamadelica, that's his claim to fame, right?
But and people Star Trek.
But that was it, because people would walk in, and there's two things, and he'd go, oh, got your platinum Screamadelica, yeah, it's a good album. And then they'd see that he recorded Star Trekking, and go, oh, but my God, there's so much, oh, Star Trekking, that's amazing. Which is much better.
Yeah,
but in fact, I think you were the only person who walked in there and didn't do that, because you went, oh, you've recorded Denim. Because you're quite a precocious young person.
You must have just wanted to punch me.
No, I think he was glad you didn't do the Star Trekking thing. You weren't in a school uniform.
I was.
You make it sound like that scene in Trainspotting. It was fine.
No, I totally was. I came straight from school. Yeah.
Oh.
It's true.
Oh, they don't have school uniform anymore, do they?
They do.
I didn't wear school uniform. I had it.
Well, you were a rebel.
Yeah. So are you.
Yeah.
We both did all right at school.
Yeah.
I did really well in my A-levels.
I did too.
I had to study really hard though, and Simon didn't have to at all.
No, they were quite easy.
Yeah. But this has been our third podcast.
Yeah, our third podcast. Yeah. Have we got any more things to housekeep and say and talk about? We haven't really, because we actually recorded this very, very closely to the last one we did, and we've got not much more has happened.
No. Not much more has happened.
So if you want to know what's going on with us, listen to the end of the last one. But still, indelicates.com jukebox, if you'd like us to play, you know, better songs than we were playing.
And if you haven't already seen, because you haven't been on the internet for a couple of months, the Indelicates Diseases of England vinyl is out and available and very pretty. And
it is.
I know that quite a lot of people were away when we released it and when we did all the information.
You should buy one of those. It's not a double album, it's a 1.5 album.
Yeah.
Because you get it, it's on two discs, but one of them is a 7-inch.
Yeah.
Which I think
it's very,
awesome.
Very pretty. And and I know a lot of people wanted one and would like one, so if you haven't, you should go to the Indelicates shop, which is at
Well, if you just go to indelicates.com, then all the links are there and you
all
can find the shop over on the right. Lily Ray.
Yeah.
If people want to find stuff by Lily Ray, if I say your name often enough, they'll remember it. If people want, probably a lot of them know you already.
Yeah, I reckon
I've definitely got at least 2 or 3 sales for you.
Yeah, definitely. I think so. Yeah.
I know Joel Durham Jr. bought your record.
Sweet.
Yeah, I know he bought that, and because I kept saying.
Joel Durham Jr. also checked my CV for factual errors.
Did he?
Yes. It's awesome. Very kind of him. Thanks,
brilliant.
Joel.
That's good.
Yeah.
He's a useful man.
If you want to find stuff by me, you can go to corporaterecords.co.uk and look for my name.
That's
in the search
box.
That's
not our top line URL anymore. Change it to corpor.at to be more with the kids.
Corpor.at,
yep.
corpor.at.
Yeah, sorry, it says Nostria.
Yeah.
And
look for my name there. That is where you will find all my stuff. But not my new album, because I haven't got any artwork
for
it yet.
Yes. I don't really like these downloads that you get now. I prefer to listen to my music in a more physical format. Is there any way I can do that with yours?
No.
Oh, there is. I can buy your single.
You can buy my single from when I was 16.
You're
where
not,
do you do
not
that
doing
for?
A physical release of anything?
Oh, I'm doing one for the new album, just not for the old one, because there's no
but
point.
But you know, bearing in mind that we probably can come back and do this again, but if you don't, if someone wants a physical copy of your new album, will you have a website set up where they can do
it? Oh, yes.
And that link will be at the bottom of Corporate Records?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
So they can find that. Yeah. Anything else
just
you're selling you'd like people to buy? Jewellery you've been making?
Yeah, I went camping, right? And I found
Did you enjoy it?
No. I found some dead sheep, and I took their skulls home.
Sell
and
it, come on.
I extracted the teeth myself, right? I scrubbed
with your
these
teeth?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I bit the teeth out of a sheep skull, and now I make jewellery with bones and teeth and stuff. So if you're a macabre, twisted creep, then you might like some of my stuff. Go on Etsy or something.
Do you have to be a creep, or can you just be now a bit
no,
of
no.
Are they on Etsy?
Not yet, I haven't made enough of them.
So don't go on Etsy yet, because
no.
If someone else is making something similar, they would
basically
think it's you.
Don't buy anything by anyone but
all right,
me.
Okay,
all right.
So on the basis that these websites where they can buy the things you're going to be selling them don't exist yet, what should they do so that they can keep up with your news? Twitter?
Yeah.
They should follow you on Twitter, shouldn't they?
Follow me on Twitter.
And what is your handle on that
it's
service?
At Oh No Lily Ray. Oh No Lily Ray.
Oh No Lily Ray.
Oh No Lily Ray.
No, it's like Oh No Lily Ray.
Oh No Lily Ray.
Hey, it's Lily Ray.
Oh No Lily Ray.
No Lily Ray. Yes, that's the Twitter handle. There's loads of nonsense on there, but I'm trying my best to stop doing that.
Right, well, follow that. Yeah, ignore the nonsense.
Ignore the nonsense. Don't find me on Facebook.
And then buy stuff off
me. And then buy stuff off me when it is available to buy.
And it is very good. It's and better than Amanda Palmer, she says.
If you see Amanda Palmer...
Don't. Just, she won't.
If you see Amanda Palmer, get her autograph or something.
Yeah.
But if you see me...
On a contract that says, I swear my album is not as good as Lily's.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Thank you very much for being on our podcast.
Thank you for being on our podcast.
It's all right.
We're going to be back soon. Who's next?
Roz Barber.
Ooh.
Yeah, we have
She's
a poet.
She's sold way more stuff than you.
Yeah. Wow.
She's a much more high-calibre guest than you, actually, Roz.
Is she?
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's got a book out and she won a special prize for books.
She is older than Lily, though, so you have time.
Yeah, but if you haven't, by the time you're Roz's age, won a special prize for books, then you lose.
Don't care. I hate books anyway, it's funny.
It's quite a good book though she's written. She wrote the Marlowe Papers, which is a... well, you'll hear all about that when
she comes to talk to us. Publishers didn't give me a job.
Didn't they?
No.
Oh, we should ask Roz about that. That'll be the first question. So find out. Tune into the Indelicates Live Jukebox podcast next time to find out why Roz didn't try and sort out Lily with a job at her publishers.
Didn't you get a job somewhere else, though?
Why didn't she spread the wealth around?
You don't have to talk about that.
No, I'll talk about that in private because that's really boring.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What about you being on the game? Yeah.
I'm not on the game. I'm not, Julia. I'm not on the game. Shut up. I'm
on the game. Lily Ray is not on the game.
No. And on that bombshell.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. End music.
Podcast is over.
Yeah, go on, let's see.
Okay. The podcast is over. That's the end. We talk to you like we're your friend.
But we're not.
Yeah.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
Thank you.